and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Susie, tell people what you're doing.
I'm using a lymphatic face brush.
Wow. I've never seen that.
Have you never seen this?
No.
Oh, Tom, you see, as a woman, you get suggested this shit all the time. It's meant to be good for puffiness.
For puffiness, yes. Mm. You're never puffy, but you've got such beautiful skin, not a wrinkle on you.
Oh, I don't know if that's true.
No, it is. Are you brushing your forehead at the moment?
Yeah, it's just brushing all the sort of, you're sort of getting rid of all the toxins, apparently. I'm from under the skin.
Oh.
And now I'm going to put some of these things on.
What are these things?
What you under might have masks? Had before. Well, yes, under eye masks, yeah.
Oh.
You might have had them before when you've been, had your makeup done?
Sometimes they put them on. I'm always aware that I'm obviously very tired looking if I've got some of these things. Oh, they go, yeah, they're nice, aren't they?
Well, yeah, these, with this colour, it sort of looks like I've been in a terrible fight.
Mm, they're bright pink, which I've had the gold ones, I've had the clear ones, but I've not had the pink ones.
What's this one? This is a moisturising eye mask.
Oh, you've got to get that.
I've got to get moist.
Yeah, you've got to get moist under your eyes.
Right now I'm ready to pod.
And what about a jade roller? Do you swear by that or not?
I have a jade roller. Because, of course, I am easily upsold, I would say.
Mm.
And I have jade rolled in the past, sure. Mm. I've got a gua sha, I believe they're called, which is the ones that you put in the fridge.
Okay.
It's like almost like a piece of crystal, which makes me feel like a crystal girly.
Oh, that's so wonderfully crystal girly.
It's so crystal girly, isn't it?
How often do you have to do this lymphatic brushing?
I'm probably doing it most days.
Well, your lymph is looking fabulous.
Thank you so much. I was hoping you'd say that.
So well.
What, thank you.
So every day you have to lymphatic drain. I must be full of the stuff.
Well, I don't know if you have to do it every day, but it's just, I mean, it's literally, as long as I've just done it there for.
Okay.
I just give myself a little.
Nice little routine.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, I put makeup on my face most days.
Do you?
And so I need to get all that shit off. And
I still don't understand makeup. You know, the pandemic when we all had to do our own.
Yeah.
I didn't learn it. I didn't learn how to do it properly.
I mean, I think for this sort of stuff you want, it's just a little bit of something under the eye and a bit of powder, isn't it?
I'm very shiny. That's why. I think it's difficult for makeup artists because they don't know where to stop.
The back of your neck.
Yeah, they just keep going up and up. Bless them. I think I must get through so much powder.
Yeah.
But that's life, isn't it? That's life.
I guess
that's
so.
Life, you know, so.
Tom, what did you do at the weekend? Pray tell.
Oh, I had a lovely time. I caught up with a few friends, but also had a lovely time because we sorted through the kitchen drawer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was such a pleasure.
Yeah. What did you find? Anything that you'd been looking for? Were you like Bono?
Still haven't found it. We didn't do it with that intention, but Alf did find some Christmas cracker screwdrivers, which he wanted for his sunglasses.
Handy. So
that was good. Yeah, that was good, actually. But apart from that, it was just a lot of like, do we want it? No, throw it away. Throw it away. Things we didn't
need. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? So much things we didn't need.
So much things we didn't need, yeah.
And so is that drawer all nice and tidy now?
Oh, let me tell you, Suze, it is, and it's a pleasure to open. I've put the scissors out. The scissors have got like their own space. Oh, it's lovely. All laid out like it's an operating theatre.
Oh, lovely. And you always make Alfie wear that mask indoors, don't you? That face mask, that works.
We all always wear like those green gowns.
And yeah. And you're forever scrubbing your hands.
Forever and holding them upside down.
Yeah, so that someone can put some gloves on you.
Gloves on them, yeah.
Yeah.
Always like that.
Yeah, of course.
So, I don't know what to say. But it was such a pleasing thing to do. And we're thinking we're going to build up to the understairs cupboard one of these days. So it's pretty wild here. Pretty wild.
The understairs cupboard in the kitchen? Is that just full of stuff these days?
It has become a little bit like that. I mean, it's not
the dumping ground.
But there's, well, bags for life, gift bags, totes you get given.
I mean, how long do you want your life to be? How many of these bags for life do you need?
How many bags for life do I need? I'm going to live forever looking at those bags for life. So you know, it's got vases, things like that, which is fine. Scented candles, of course, important things. But I just would like to know what's in there.
Might find something good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And since we had the kitchen painted, I've insisted we don't put, we've both insisted we don't put back all the stuff that was there before. So that's currently in the sitting room.
Could you send me a photo of your kitchen later, please?
Have you not seen it since we did the blue?
No.
I think you'd like it. We haven't done the knobs
yet. I know
yet.
I would.
Knobs are so difficult to get right.
What, are you still looking for knobs?
Yeah.
What do you want? Some sort of vintage fancy ones?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But or just, I don't know if I want like a brassy one or a sort of bronze, like a sort of blackened bronze, which might go better with a sort of light blue. I just don't know.
Have you thought about having sort of crystal ones?
Yes, I have thought about that. But I've been rolling them on my face so much, I can't.
Yeah, you can't. You wear out the crystal.
I wear them. Yeah, they're smoothed down. They're just glass balls now. So,
well, that's handy if someone comes around to tell your fortune.
Well, that's true too. That is true. It's all these things are ongoing. But sorting through a cupboard or drawer is, I think, the nicest gift you can give yourself.
I think that says a lot about the kind of people we are, that I really heavily relate to that. And I feel like some of the like-minded friends will also.
Do it. If you've got a bit of time off, it's also lovely sort of way to relax. So I'm just going to lean. It's a lovely way to relax because you're not, you know, just sort of sat there relaxing. You're doing something whilst relaxing.
Well, I had a similar thing yesterday. I tidied up my office space.
Oh, there we go.
When I say my office space, it's the box room in my house, but... It would be very small for a bedroom, but it's perfectly fine for a little office.
For a little person, yeah.
For a little person doing her little writing.
Yeah.
And it feels very calm in here now.
Oh, how nice.
Which I like. That a lot.
Yeah, that calmness that comes and you just go, oh, I'd forgotten I've done this. Oh, of course, it's all nice.
Yeah, I walked in this morning and went, oh, I'm so pleased I did this yesterday.
Oh, there you go. You see,
that's a nice feeling,
lovely,
isn't it?
Yeah, great feeling. Well done. Well done. I say. We're building up to some of the other spaces, but we'll get there.
Of course. Just,
where does the stuff come from? I always say, where does the crap come from? Comes in the
I
door.
Think giving being given things.
Oh.
You know, not necessarily like, please have this thing, but like if you go to something and they give you a tote bag and then there's something else and then you're...
Oh, yeah.
Given a, you know, it's just bits and bobs, isn't it?
Tote bag is often a thing, isn't it? And I'm not sure how many tote bags anybody needs. Do people really,
I've got so many tote bags, it's becoming, I think it's actually worse for the environment than me using plastic bags.
Yeah.
Same deal with water bottles for me.
I've got so many of those, I use them like disposable ones.
Yeah, I'm using them, they're breaking at such a rate. I mean, the three of us keep breaking them. Can't seem to. I don't know what it is. Water bottles.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I mean, the amount that we've got through in the school year is honestly bananas.
Oh, thank goodness it's the summer holidays.
Thank goodness. Just for the, you know, the dolphins.
Just for the dolphins, exactly.
I mean, sure, maybe I shouldn't chuck them in the sea when they break, but. Where else should I put them?
That's where they're going to end up anyway, Suze. You may as well just go down to the beach and throw them straight in.
Sling them in the sea.
Sling them straight
or
in.
Or come around and put them in your cupboard under the stairs.
Well, everybody else has, so that's fine.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll just bring
just do that.
Some rubbish your way.
Please do. Please do.
Tom, tell me what you think about this, because I think it is rather antisocial.
Oh, no.
There was a person that had come to tow a car in our road this morning.
Oh, gosh.
And it makes an awful lot of noise.
Doesn't it?
5:30. That is rather early, isn't it?
What, they had the beep beeps on?
They had a bit of the beep beeps on. It was clankety clunkety. I think that's quite anti-social, don't you?
No wonder you need your eye mask and your lymphatic brushing.
Well, do you know what I mean, Tom? Otherwise, you know.
Yeah. I felt a bit the same. I had disrupted sleep from the sun.
But you don't close your windows, do you?
We do have the windows open, but the blinds are down.
But are they blackout?
Hot. No, nothing as dramatic as that.
Well, that's the thing, Tom. You've got to have blackout blinds. You're sleeping so much better.
Yeah. But it did go hot, didn't it?
It's up and down, isn't it? But I refuse to complain about the weather because I think we have so much
So much
of the cold.
That's true. It's just I put my long sleeve pyjamas on and so I felt quite distracted.
I think that is absolutely nuts that you've put long sleeve pyjamas on.
Well, I regretted it last night. The night before was fine.
No, you just want to be in a pair of boxers and a tee. That's what I'm in.
Well, I can't be in the same ones.
Well, actually, I've got some that are rather big. We could slip in together.
Oh, perfect. Okay, perfect.
Should we do that?
All right, let's do it.
Fine.
All right, well, I'll try it. I mean, it's very difficult. A friend of mine was saying about how she slept with a damp towel or a damp sheet on top of her during the really hot weather. I thought that's very extreme.
That does feel quite extreme, doesn't it?
Mm. But still, we have a message.
Oh, yes. A missive.
Oh, it's a very nice message. Oh, yeah. I know it's from. But it's from somebody who is a big fan of both of us.
That's kind.
It's from Louise.
Oh, hi, Louise.
Dear Susie and Tom, I'm a long-time listener and simply had to get in touch. First and foremost, to rave about Tom's fantastic debut novel, Common Decency. Well, that's very kind.
Yes, I agree.
I fell in love, says Louise, with each and every one of the wonderful characters, so wickedly yet tenderly observed, and I had the perfect Saturday afternoon with them all in my garden. That's very nice. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start with unabashed praise of myself.
Well, you can't help it. That's what Louise has written.
That's what Louise has written, and Louise is definitely a real person.
And Tom's mum's called Irene, so it's...
And so it's not her. I, too, am a debut novelist, brackets clang, also living in suburbia and age 43.
Clang!
Being an elderly woman by temperament. In fact, we both offered signed pre-orders through our local independent bookshop. I've attached our matching signing photographs from the back room. Brackets, though, it does appear that they tidied up for you and also offered you a cup of tea, so I still have plenty to aspire to. Yes, and that was in lovely Sevenoaks independent bookshop. Oh, I found your musings on anxiety and performance incredibly reassuring and helpful when I've appeared on podcasts, roadshows, live streams, and school visits. Brackets, I should probably explain at this point that mine is a children's book. As a reformed lawyer, entertainment is far from something I'm used to bringing to my public speaking. It definitely ups the stakes when you're hoping to bring people joy rather than regulatory compliance.
Yeah, I imagine that's quite hard to strike regulatory compliance and entertaining. That must be tricky.
Very. Thank you both for being so open about your struggles. It has definitely helped me to not feel so alone when I'm overthinking absolutely everything. If it's not too disgusting of me, I'd like to mention that my book is a main character whose gender is never specified, brackets and never will be, which means all kids, be they boys, girls, NBs, gender fluid or agender, can hopefully relate to my reluctant vampire on a chaotic supernatural quest to get back to life. So if any of your like-minded friends has a kid aged 8 to 12 in their life who might appreciate a highly illustrated, funny, diary-style book, Alex Abbott is brackets dead. It's one to look out for when you're in the shop picking up Tom and Susie's books. Right off to spend the next 48 hours overthinking every word of this email and wondering if I should write back to apologise to you all for my audacity.
No, don't apologise for the audacity, Louise.
Louise, lovely picture. Lovely pictures of us both in the signing room at Sevenoaks Bookshop. Thank you for that.
That's very lovely indeed.
Very kind, isn't it?
Very kind. Mm. Very kind indeed. We are so lucky.
We are so lucky, Suze.
We really are. There's no getting away from it.
There's no getting away from it at all. And guess what also happened at the weekend, Suze?
Go on, you tell me.
We had our first tomatoes.
Oh, Tom, I'm so proud. So thrilled. Thrilled for you. Thrilled.
They were really delish, actually. Really tomato-y and really delish.
Really lovely.
Mm.
Tomato-y and delish.
And we spit roasted a chicken.
Did you? How did you do that?
Put it on the spit. We've got a spit to go on the barbecue. And it spins it around for about an hour and a half.
Delicious.
Absolutely. Like, and not far from my dream chickens that I've had in Spain.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like a little bit more work and you'll be there?
Maybe. I don't mind telling the listeners my secret, which I found from a chef in Spain, is white pepper, loads of white pepper, and a bit of oregano and sage. And we have sage in the garden. So we were on to a winner.
What did you have with it, though?
We had chips in the new air fryer. Clang.
How were they?
You know, we love it.
How did you do? Were they frozen chips or did you make your own?
Just chipped up some potatoes, soaked them in water for 10 minutes.
Lovely.
Dry them, put them in the air fryer with a little tiny bit of olive oil and some salt and pepper. And 20 minutes, they're done. Bit of a shake halfway.
Yeah, sure.
Really pleasing, actually. Do you have an air fryer, Suze?
We do, yeah. We do.
Do you love it?
Thanks for asking. There's a handful of things that we use it for, but I will be honest and say it mostly lives in the cupboard. But maybe it won't now because I'm going to be able to be home more and cook more. And I do enjoy having it when I can do bits with it.
Well, apparently it does a great cheese on toast.
Is this true?
Well, I've not tried it, but apparently so. I'm new to it, so it's a new world for
me. It's a new world for you. And look, we don't want to make any sort of grand statements on this podcast about everyone having to buy one.
Don't feel you have to.
Please don't feel you have to.
I was bought one for my birthday by mother.
Mother.
And at first I was a bit reluctant, I don't mind saying. And now I'm hook, line and sinker.
Are you?
Mm.
There you go. Well, you know, keep me abreast of what you're doing.
Oh, I will, Suze, I will. Apparently you can do an egg in it, but I don't know how.
I did an egg in it.
Oh, did you?
Well, no, actually, I made like a little omelette type thing. Just scrambled it up.
Yeah.
Made a little sort of case out of... Now, what did I do? Now, have you got the basket things, the plastic basket things?
No, we've just got like a tray, like a shelf. Yeah,
so you can put the basket things inside there, inside the tray things, the tray drawers you've got.
Yeah, just one drawer. We're just a one drawer.
Right, yeah. So you can get a thing that goes inside it, which means you clean it less, which is obviously welcome.
Oh.
But you clean the inside-y bit, obviously, every time you use it. Anyway, within that, I put some baking paper.
Oh.
And then I made like an omelette and then poured it in. It was quite nice.
Oh.
It was quite nice. I mean, I think an omelette, I think I left it in for slightly too long, but I sometimes get a bit worried with eggs because I don't want them to be too...
Oh, you don't like a perverse omelette, do you?
What's a perverse?
I think that's what they say in France, just means a bit undercooked in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it to be sort of a bit gooey, but I can't bear it when it's like watery.
Oh, I see.
Or like gelatinous.
Oh, yes. I can imagine you wouldn't like that. Yeah.
You know, that's not my vibe. Mm. But I do like a dippy egg.
That's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing.
It's confusing being me.
Custard. She likes custard.
Oh, I love custard. Because that's raw eggs, right?
Well, it's...
No,
it's not,
cooked eggs, exactly. But
they're cooked in... I don't know if they're cooked to the sort of standard heat. Because the thing with making it is you never want it to turn into scrambled eggs. So. But it's always nice.
But I love custard. Oh, banana and custard. That's like a...
Oh.
That is a dessert from my childhood.
That is a lovely dessert, actually.
And I've got a tin of custard in and there's some bananas to eat.
What are you waiting for?
It's lovely. I tried to do it for Alice and she looked at me like I was nuts.
She didn't like it? Maybe it wasn't part of her childhood.
I don't think it was. It's weird, isn't it, when people have different desserts to you. We used to love an Angel Delight.
Susie didn't have that? I mean, Alice didn't have that?
I don't think so, no. I think her dad actually cooked proper food rather than stuff that came in packets.
Fair enough.
Sure,
well... We're children of the 80s, that's why.
We are. We really are. Tom, I've got quite an exciting day ahead of me.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm getting an honorary doctorate.
Suze, what? Why didn't you tell me this?
Well, I don't know. I thought that I might have, but I forgot.
That's amazing. Where is it from?
Portsmouth University. Which is, of course,
Suze.
Where I'm from. Hence the under-eye thing, she said.
No wonder your lymphatic draining.
Well, you see, I've got to look fit. Because I'm wearing robes.
Oh, clang indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, robes and a
hat. It's like a puffy one.
Oh, you get the puffy one.
You get the puffy one. And I've got to do a speech.
Oh, Suze, that's great.
Yeah, well, it's exciting. But I hope that no one's like, oh, that was disappointing.
No.
Of course, I found a way to make myself nervous about it. But yeah.
It's understandable.
But... Yeah. So Mum and I are going.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah. And then we get to go to the Vice Chancellor's afternoon tea.
Oh, very you. Oh.
Very me, Vice Chancellor.
Who is the Chancellor?
The Chancellor of the University is Karen Blackett.
Oh.
CBE. She is a businesswoman and alumna.
Oh.
There you go.
And I've just looked them up and their Vice Chancellor is Professor Graham Galbraith, CBE. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, you know, Tom... Very excited.
Very grand.
Very excited to be part of, I mean, it's silly, isn't it? Because I didn't go to university and I haven't really done anything.
Suze, don't even think that.
But that's a nice thing. It's a lovely thing to feel like, you know, being from Pompey and...
How lovely. They've recognised it. I'm so pleased.
Well, I feel very, yes, I feel very touched.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Yeah, that's lovely.
Very touched indeed. So
congratulations. Clang, clang, clang.
Do let me know if anyone needs a doctor.
Well, that's brilliant. We'll be able to get an appointment with you now, won't we?
Well, yeah, finally. I thought I'd wind Alice up when I first got it. And I said to her, oh, gosh, absolute nightmare. And she said, what? And I said, I'm going to have to change my passport. And I've only just done it to doctor. Yeah. And she said, please tell me you're joking. You can't have doctor because people will think that you're a medical doctor. And I kept it up for such a long time. I kept saying to her, I don't know why you're so anti this. I'm a doctor now. I mean, I'm not going to try and treat people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, I am very aware that I am not a medical doctor, but I think it's good to have doctor. Anyway, I said, I am. I'm pulling your leg. And she said, thank God.
Oh.
Thank God. So yes, that's where I'm at.
How interesting. That's great. So you can call yourself doctor.
You could call me Dr. Ruffle, yes, if you did want to, but you don't have to.
I do want to. Also, I think medical doctors are only given the doctor thing as a sort of honorary thing as well. They're not considered, you know, the academic doctors were first and they said medical doctors can be doctors.
Is that right?
But that's why surgeons, dental surgeons and surgeons are mister, because they're not seen. They weren't given it. They were like, you're butchers. You're too brutal.
Oh, is that right?
So usually surgeons are a mister or Mrs. Yeah.
And you're a doctor. And then when you become a consultant, you go back to being a mister or a Ms, don't you?
Oh, is that right?
Yes,
oh, that's
I'm
interesting.
Sure
I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure when I've seen like consultants about things, it goes back to being
a mister.
A mister or a Ms.
Oh, how interesting.
I imagine I'm not the only doctor, you know, here at the moment. I imagine there's some listening. Do get in touch and let me know.
Wow. Yeah.
But, you know, I do look good in a white coat.
Absolutely, you do.
Maybe I'll get a job in boots.
Well, imagine going to see a doctor in boots.
Imagine going to see a doctor and me being there.
I...
Oh, that looks horrible. It. Is it itchy?
Pop yourself on the table. Pop yourself on the bench.
Yeah. Nice deep breath. I think I'd have a good bedside manner and that's about it.
Oh, you'd have a lovely bedside manner.
Mm.
And then you'd be able to tell people about your honorary doctorate. Which then panic.
Yes. So I've not done this before, but I'm feeling...
I'm an honorary doctor.
Pretty good.
And what are you going to say in your speech if it's not too presumptuous to ask?
No, it's fine. You can ask. So I looked up like what the speeches should be. And then I felt an awful lot of pressure because I thought, oh, there's going to be... It's in the Guildhall in Portsmouth, so it's full of people beautiful. That are graduating today, which is amazing. And they've all worked so hard and, you know, it's such a commitment, isn't it, to do 3 years of anything.
Yeah.
So I've spoken a little bit about myself. I've congratulated them all. Then I say how I feel a little underqualified to give any sort of advice, but there's six things that I've learnt.
Oh, that's good. That's very nice.
That may be useful. So the first one is be willing to fail. And then I talk about it a bit more. Mm. Then I talk about being kind and being good to work with.
Mm.
Then be willing to pivot.
Lovely.
Then work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then be picky about who you spend your life with.
Good advice.
And to love your quirks and your differences, because if you love them, other people will too.
Oh, I like that. Perfect advice.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. It's quite a lot of pressure. I was very blasé about it this time last week. And then over the weekend, I sort of went, oh, fuck. This needs to be really good. And
Oh, no.
But hopefully it'll be fun.
No, but it sounds like you've done it really good.
Well, so let's see. So because of that, Thomas, I do have to go. I have to leave you.
Well, Suze, I can't wait to hear all about it. I'm so pleased for you.
Well, listen, you'll be hearing all about it. I think my robes are purple, which I'm very into.
Very you. Very you, yeah.
Sort of love the idea of wandering around with a cape on.
With a cape on? Or a cape... Oh, not a big chicken. Sorry. She's got a cape on.
Ah!
Oh, I see. But with a cape on, yeah.
Yeah. Feels very grand. Maybe this is the beginning of my journey to becoming a Lord Mayor.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Well, you know how I love chunky jewellery.
Absolutely. Do you robe up for the whole thing?
Yes, I think so. I have to go to my robing at 12.
Robing at 12?
I'll send you a photo.
Oh, your mum is going to be so proud.
Well, that's a nice thing to say. I hope so. I'll send you a photo of that. And could you send me a photo of your kitchen? I'm really intrigued.
Well, it's not quite the same achievement, is it? But, you know, yeah, of course.
I don't know. Not everyone can do up the kitchen.
I suppose so. Yeah, of course I will, Suze. Well, let us know how that goes. I can't wait to hear.
I will indeed. I will indeed. And if I don't see you through the window...
I'll see you through the week, Suze.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.